Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a text to say call because what happened was on the 18th of March, I think I was, I don't know which one, but I think I was playing a game and the advertisement came up to say you can get this watch and you just have to pay shipment for $5.95. And so I put in my credit card number, right? Then it wouldn't let me go no further. And then another thing, I think the earplug, I mean the headphone thing, you know, wireless headphone came up. So it went from one to the other without me being able to get out of it and just buy one item. Then a third item came up. And so I didn't want any of it then. So I couldn't go back. It wouldn't allow me to cancel or go back. So I shut my phone down. And then, you know, a day later, I see you guys hit my account. This is the 18th of March, right? Hit my account, and I got both the – I just got two items, the watch and then the headphone. I really like to return it, but that's – the you know, since supposedly I just paid for shipping. So that's not my problem. My problem is on the 5th of April, you guys hit me $59.95 twice. I didn't buy anything. I didn't mean to buy anything. I want to cancel. I want you to credit my account.
Right, can I have your zip code, please?
20861.
20861?
Correct.
May I have that first and last name?
Diana, D-I-A-N-A. Last name is Beaudry, B as in boy, O-W-D-R-Y.
All right. And for verification purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
704 Indian Wells Corps, Ashton, Maryland, 20861.
All right. Could you hold while I look at this account?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Diane, I do have your account pulled up, and I see on March 18th, well, you did order our smartwatch, and when you ordered it for the shipping and handling, it put you on a 14-day trial. It stated in the terms and conditions, if you don't call after the 14 days, it charges you the original price of those products.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. Plus, I didn't hit the order number, so I will return it. It's still in the box. I don't want it.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I don't know how I can return it. Uh-huh. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm listening.
Where can I take it to return it?
Yes, ma'am. If you give me one moment.
Was it just two items or was it three items?
It was just two items for shipping and handling. And then if you didn't call within 14 days, it charged you the original price for both of those, which is $59.95.
Oh, I definitely don't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
Then block me from ever buying anything from you guys. And please tell me it's going to be an easy return, like Amazon. Just take it to Kohl's and then drop it off.
All right, and also I can issue you with a 35% refund of both.
No,
those.
I don't want it. I'm not using it. I want the total refund. I want you to credit my account for $59.95 times two, so like $120.
Yes, ma'am. Those charges are valid charges. I can even go up as 50% refund.
I don't want it. It might be legit, but, you know, I'm playing a game. I don't know. I want to say it was Sudoku or something, and it pops up. I said, well, you know, maybe the weather's getting good. Maybe I'll go ahead and do it. I didn't read the fine print, and that is my fault, okay? And I guess the 14 days, I didn't realize it was a 14-day thing. But it's a little gimmicky, and you probably got a lot of complaints. It's a little gimmicky. For $5.95, I'll try. I haven't even tried it. It's still in its box. But for $59.95, hell no. And that's more than, it's $65, $66.
Right.
It's a cheesy little headphone.
Well, since the 35% and the 50% refund was declined, I will issue a full refund, but there will be a $9.95 restocking fee off both of those, which makes it to $50, which makes it to $100 refunded back into your account, because there will be a $9.95 restocking fee.
So the $9.95
is $20. $9.95 is a restocking fee for those products. So $50-$50 will be refunded back into your account, which brings out a total of $100.
You sure that's the best you can do?
Yes, ma'am. That's the best I can do. The 50% refund was declined and the 35% refund was declined. And so what I can do, even with those refunds, it still would have been a $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay, so credit my account for $100.
Yes, ma'am.
But do you want it back, or are you going to pay for shipping?
Yes, ma'am, you can send it back. I'll give you the return address in one moment after I get these refunds.
I have to pay for shipping? I have to pay for shipping also?
I'm not sure. Do you have to pay for shipping where you live? Because in many different states, cities, there's different. Some don't charge you to ship it. Some do. Where I stay, they don't charge us to ship it. So I'm not sure what it will do where you stay.
All right. Give me the address. There's no way I could take it to like Kohl's or some other store. I don't know if you shop at Amazon, but Amazon, I just have to take it to Kohl's.
Yes, I do shop with Amazon, but where we live, we don't have a Kohl's, so all I do is put it back in the mailbox and lift the thing, and they get it when they try to drop off our mail in the morning and they send it back. That's how I do it where I stay.
All right, so give me the address.
All right, one moment. I'm putting in your refunds right now. All right, I do have those refunded back in your account. You will see that within 3 to 5 business days. Do you have pen and paper for your cancellation code and also the return address?
Okay.
All right, the return address is 11551 E as in East 45th Avenue. Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay, 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes, ma'am, and your cancellation code is C is in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
8314. 23
okay.
D as in dog. 038.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll put it in the mail. Maybe tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll have to go to the post office.
All right.
Thank you. And you swear this is the best you can do, right? Where do you know where you guys advertise? Is it on a game? You don't?
Yes, ma'am. It could be on a game. It could be on a survey, Facebook, Instagram. Sometimes if you're like you know how you said you go to Kohl's, sometimes if you've been a long-time customer, they'll send you a survey through your email. And also, but it always also states when paying for shipping and handling in the terms and condition, it will always be, something else added. as in after 14 days, you'll have to pay the original price.
Okay.
Because even I have done this before. I did the 14 days and I called and I was like, all this money is out of my account. Why is it out of my account?
No.
Yes, ma'am. And
I mean,
so that was also it.
It's just so funny. It's just so many of these gimmicky, because there's a thing called Postmate. You probably know about it. I didn't know about it. And they're a little sneaky because when you go to a restaurant and you order online, it's through Postmate, whereas Grubhub and all the other ones, it says you're in Grubhub's website, but Postmate doesn't do that. So then they got you and got your number, and then they charge you a fee. So it's really sick. So there's all these companies are coming up with slickier than, you know, whatever.
Yes,
but okay,
ma'am.
I mean, it cost me $32 for this little boo boo, but hey, that's better than $120.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Charity.
Charity. Okay. All right. Thank you, Charity. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too.
All right. Bye.